and definitely was a growing experience for me. For my talk tonight, I was just going to go down through the three classes that I took and pull some thoughts out that were an inspiration to me. The first class was called Bible and Science. And basically, what that was we went through a book that he had and basically studied God's creation. And I really liked that. I like science and was interesting to me. And went through a part on evolution and drew the parallels between what they believe versus what we believe. And also, one thing in that section that we talked about was how everything in our creation in the universe is designed specifically for life. And one thing that impressed me was that the placement of our Earth, if it was just 1 degree off, life would be impossible. And also, where the Earth is placed in our universe is perfectly situated. It's ideal for viewing God's creation. I think that's all part of God's planning. The second class that I took was First, Second, and Third John. The reason he wrote that was this was about 90 AD. And it was quite a while after Jesus had passed, and things were starting to cool off as far as Jesus had died, and most of the other all the other apostles were dead, actually, and John was the only one, and people were falling away. There was a group of false teachers, and the reason he wrote this was to encourage the people that got his letters and to warn them against following the false teaching. First question in the first lesson was, why did John start his first letter out by talking so much about seeing, hearing, and touching? Most of these people had never seen, heard Jesus, and we can't see or hear or touch Jesus today physically, but we have God's word. And that was a blessing to me that we can see, hear, and touch Jesus today through his word and prayer. Lesson five, question two was, in what ways has God showed love to you? It's something I forget a lot. Everything that God has done for us. If you go out in the world today, there's a lot of broken homes. If you go to town, how many people do you see that actually have a real smile on their face? And we as God's people have something to smile about. And 1 John 3 and verse 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And something I was just thinking about and studying in relation to that thought was, as sons of God, we are a brother to Jesus because he is the Son of God too. Something I had never really thought about before. Question 11 in lesson 7 says, should we regard God as a judge, a king, or a lawgiver only? For myself, it made me think, why do I serve Jesus? I think too often, subconsciously, I serve him because if I don't, well, we're going to go to hell. It's very obvious. Jesus makes that plain in the scripture. But are we living in fear of Jesus? Is he actually, do we actually want to? Do we love Jesus? Really made me think about that. And then my third class was on prayer. Is this book that we studied? It's written by O'Halsby, and If you can get a hold of this book, I would recommend it. It's well worth it. Pretty much turned my interpretation of what prayer is upside down. And one of the questions in lesson three, in verse six, says, "How does the natural man view prayer?" And prayer is hard, at least for me it is. This book says it's a burdensome task, and we don't really think about it as a burdensome task, but if you really stop and think about it, do we actually like to pray? Like, I think we do, but I don't like it as much as I should, I think. The book says we feel it's something that God is strict about and insists be done. For myself, taking time to actually stop and actually give a heartfelt prayer to God, and it's a struggle. Some just pray a little bit each day. That doesn't cut it. And then in lesson nine, what is the misconception we approach prayer with? And this is, we don't really think this in our mind, like mind is more self-conscious, but it's a means of getting what we want. When we ask for, just say, healing, for someone, why do we ask for that? It's because we want people to get well, and that's well and good, but the reason for prayer is to bring honor and glory to God. And I have a little section here that I'd like to read. It says, about 20 years ago, I made a fairly extended trip into Germany for the purpose of studying there. After having worked hard for some time, I decided to take a little vacation. Accordingly, I planned a trip to Switzerland to pay a visit to the old patriarch Samuel Zeller in Manendorf. He conducted a spiritual sanatorium on the shores of Lake Zurich for people who desired rest, not only for their bodies but also for their souls. Zeller was an unusually gifted man, both by nature as well as by spiritual endowment. He was an excellent organizer and had succeeded in gradually building up a large institute for the care of people who were mentally or physically ill, tired, or worn out nervously. He was an outstanding speaker. I have heard men with greater natural ability as speakers, but I have never heard anyone who has surpassed Zeller as a preacher. He succeeded in accomplishing what should be the real objective in all preaching, to bring the listeners into the presence of God and by means of the word. It was as though all else faded away and we stood in the presence of God alone when Zeller spoke. He was exceptional also as a pastor. I, at least, have never met anyone in whom such a profound knowledge of human nature was coupled with such tender, sympathetic love. Lastly, he had received the extraordinary gift of grace of healing by prayer. By the prayer of faith, he was able to help a large number of people and set them free from many a physical and spiritual infirmity. And yet, none of these things made the deepest impression upon me. My strongest impression was that of Zeller in prayer. I do not think that I exaggerate when I say that I have never heard anyone pray as he did, although I have heard many who were more emotional and more fervent when they prayed. Zeller, on the contrary, was quiet and confident while he prayed. He knew God well, and for that reason, he was.